بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We have a very honored Sheikh with us today, and it is wallahi, it is my honor and my privilege. I'm humbled to introduce Sheikh Mohammed Murad. Sheikh is an ambassador for SANZIF today. I hope always come to such an important position, Sheikh. Sheikh Mohammed, everybody, and Sheikh didn't want me to introduce him still with all of this, but it's important that we know where our ulama comes from. Sheikh Mohammed completed his hifz under Sheikh Mohammed Saleh Abadi at the age of 11. MashaAllah. At the age of 11, Sheikh also studied at a very famous place in Mecca. It's still around till today. It's called Madrasa Sulutiyya, where very eminent ulama has graduated from. And we have many of them that still come around to the MJC. And it was in that way that we learned about them. Sheikh was also the Imam of Muhammadiyah Masjid in Salt River for a period of 8 years. And here comes the important. Sheikh was the Imam of Zinatul Islam Masjid in Muir Street for 29 years. Now, we too long can Imam eat honey, but Ya Allah, Sheikh, the community. Oh, the community can sometimes hurt this. And as an Imam, so long can I tell Allah Ta'ala grant you all khair and barakah, Sheikh. Wallahi, you're a true example to us, and we are honored to have you in the community, in the community of Cape Town. And then Sheikh is also the first one to start an anti-drug campaign. So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We are thankful for Sheikh Mohammed Murad to be with us. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa nasal Allah ta'ala an yaj'al hadratak min al-muttaqin wa min al-muhsinin wa min ibadi salihin. Amin ya rabbil alamin. Falyatafaddal mashkura.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praise, thanks and gratitude is due to Allah, Lord of the universe, our mercy, blessings, salutations, love and compassion on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family and friends and those who follow in their guidance until the day of judgment. Beloved brothers and sisters, respected President of the Majlis al-Ulama al-Qadha al-Islami, respected President, Ulama, Huffaz, mothers and fathers, I greet you with a wonderful greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. It was not necessary for the long introduction. It is appreciated. Jazakumullahu khairan. My answer to all that, even the 29 years that was mentioned, hadha min fadli rabbi. This can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's virtue. None of us can survive or do anything without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire. And for that, we are thankful to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for who has blessed us to be able to stand out for so long under one banner for so long and to withstand everything. But if we think back how the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam in propagating the deen of Islam, the amount of patience and perseverance they had to have, and once you think about them, it gives you that ease and comfort to think what we are going through is absolutely nothing. I've chosen a topic today, and we are a few days away from it. And the topic is the significance of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And the reason why I have chosen this is that sometimes we are aware of the fact, because we live under these conditions and circumstances, we find ourselves focusing on a Gregorian calendar, and we sometimes forget about our Islamic calendar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 36, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين صدق الله العظيم. The number of months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us, this is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is 12, ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Four of those months are sacred, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, most importantly, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong yourselves. Do not oppress yourselves. Do not do anything wrong during these sacred months. And why I have said that, an emphasis would be, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do you know that times like this, people are already preparing the limousines, they are preparing the suits for the matric balls. They are preparing for all these occasions, but they forget one of the greatest occasions is lying ahead of us, and that is the days of Dhul-Hijjah and the day of Arafat. We forget about that. The importance of these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah that is coming up starts from now already. We are in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is 4 months, 4 months that are sacred, minha arba'atun hurum, that sacred four, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to explain to us what is the 4 months that are sacred. And that is the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Muharram, and the month of Rajab. Now, when we say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to teach us those four sacred months, because we believe and understand that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's words is the explanatory version of the Quran. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to explain the Quran to us. And if that makes it so important that we understand the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthermore takes an oath. Now, when I say takes an oath or a qasam, it is not like any one of us would do. You know, we say wallahi for anything. We sometimes say wallahi even to justify our lies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah takes a qasam, Allah takes a qasam by something that is great and something that is sacred, and we must understand the greatness of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fajr, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the importance of the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And the emphasis would be, and the reason why we have to emphasize the importance of it, is what we can do during those particular days to uplift our spirituality, so that we can try and be on par with those that will be culminating the day of Arafat. Our Hujjaj have left. There's more leaving. There's more traveling to Mecca to go and perform the Hajj. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the daybreak, wal-fajr, wal-layalin ashr, and the 10 nights, and the even and the odd, and the night when it departs, truly it is an oath of understanding. Qasamul lidhi hajr. Now, if you look at the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, Ibn Kathir in his book, he concurs with Ibn Abbas, radiallahu an, and talking about the explanation of this particular verse, they both agree that the layal in Ashr would be the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, and the word Ash-Shafa, meaning the day of sacrifice, and Al-Witr would refer to the day of Arafat. That it be, they would concur on that matter. Where did they get their understanding from? From Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد قال إن العشر عشر الأضحى والوتر يوم عرفة والشفع يوم النحر رواه النسائي. This has been reported in the book of Nasa'i. Now this is where Ibn Kathir and Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه got their explanation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as to the true meaning of Wal-Fajri wa-Layalin Ashr. Brothers and sisters, as we are moving out of the month of Dhul-Qa'dah and we are moving closer to the month of Dhul-Hijjah, there are many blessings, opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, and we need to seize every single opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we can do it every day, but there is certain times of the year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a greater opportunity. So we are talking about the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Then there is the last 10 of Ramadan, in which is Laylatul Qadr. Then there is the first 10 of Muharram. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us clear to us that here we have the opportunity and the reason why these days of Dhul-Hijjah become so significant and so important to us. Firstly, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Hajj compulsory on those who can afford to do so, and they can complete the first pillar of Islam. This is beautiful. Now we all look at مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, the last part of the verse. And we say, but مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, we must be financially ready. No. مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا has got a much broader understanding. Physically, financially, spiritually, this is all part of your مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. All part of your مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. That you must be prepared to do your performance of Hajj. Now, on a lighter note, I know Sheikh might not agree with me, but only if Sauk allows you, but you know, I can tell you this much, whether Sauk allows you or not, whether the Saudi government allows you or not, if Allah called you, wallahi, you're going to do your Hajj, no matter what. But the important thing is, where does it start? It starts with a niyyah. It starts with an intention. Imagine you are going on pilgrimage in a year or two years' time, but you will remember this moment where you were sitting in Masjid al-Khair and you made your niyyah right here, right now. I would like to go for Hajj, inshallah. But don't say I can't afford it, but you smoke 10 packets of cigarettes every day. That is not an answer. The answer is Allah is going to hold you accountable. You've burnt up your money. You could have put your money away. مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا is not just money. Look after your health. Look what the cigarette is doing to your health. But we say this with conviction today that inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me that opportunity. And if I must take you back to the olden times, to our forefathers and our mothers, when they made their niyyah to go for Hajj, wallahi, my dear brothers and sisters, our mothers and grandmothers would go and work as domestics, iron clothes for people, and put that money away to go for Hajj. That is how much the niyyah meant to them. Make this niyyah strong today and say, inshallah, if I've never been, or if I have been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must grant me that, because everything starts with a niyyah. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. And we, if we look at the way and the method that people used to go for Hajj, we can really see how connected we are. And I'll tell you why. It's very simple. Today, yes, we have technology. Technology is saying they will send you a message. Regard this message as personal.
We're going for Hajj, inshallah, on this particular day, make dua for us. But no technology can take the place of your emotion and your personal contact. We used to go to the homes of people. We used to sit down in their homes and greet them with these words. We have come here to greet you. We are going on Hajj, inshallah, if Allah wills. But we've also come to ask you to pardon us. Pardon me if I have said or done anything wrong to offend you. Then you are going to the creation of Allah, asking them to pardon you. And then they will pardon you and they will come back to your house. And they will bring you something in an envelope. And what is that? Whether it is a few rands, a few cents. But every time the Hajj spends that, you are benefiting from it. You, even if it is a glass of water that they are buying, that you will benefit from it. This was our tradition that we have lost. We have lost it because we do not have that personal contact anymore. And this is when we say, this is a month. Dhul-Hijjah is a month that we talk about the purification of sins. And where does the purification of sins start? The purification from your sins starts from your tawbah. If we are preparing ourselves to welcome the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and we're going to do everything that is good during this month, where do we start? Imagine you are getting an honorable guest at your house. You are going to make sure your house is clean. Spick and span, because I'm getting a great guest today coming to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the angels to you when you go on Hajj, or even before. For all of us who's welcoming the month of Dhul-Hijjah, start with a tawbah. Start with purifying yourself. Cleanse yourself. Because when you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your repentance, know that Allah is at-tawwab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept your repentance. It's a method that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you, come closer to me, but come to me in a state of purity because I am ready to forgive. Imagine, every single Hajj, standing on Arafat, they are on this pilgrimage, whether they are 3 million, 5 million, or everybody throughout the world is asking Allah for pardon. Can we imagine the power of Allah? Because we are appealing to Allah as-Sami'. We are appealing to Allah al-Basir. We are appealing to Allah at-Tawwab, al-Ghaffar, al-Ghafoor, al-Rahman, al-Rahim. We are appealing to Allah in all those names, in all those sifats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us very clearly, Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا. If all of you, the entire creation of Bani Adam, the ins and the jinn come together and they stand on one plane and they ask me and I granted everyone their request, it would not minimize my kingdom at all. This is the power of Allah. Subhanallah. This is where we have to look at as a power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the first pillar of Islam that our brothers and sisters are fulfilling. It happens in the days of Dhul-Hijjah. What happens when they are there? They get to know one another. Exercising the verse, لِتَعَارَفُوا. They would understand and know one another's cultures. We are a tolerant religion. There's a lot of tolerance, but you can only have tolerance if you understand the next person, if you understand their culture, if they understand the way they do things. Then that is the time when we start tolerating one another, because we start a ta'aruf. That multitude of people, and they are all coming from different parts of the world, and how they come together as one unit, on one plane, with one dress, calling on one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine the unity of this ummah? Are we not? Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. Are they not our brothers and sisters? They are also there to solve many problems. This is part of the purpose of Hajj, is to solve the problems of the ummah. And right now, my dear brothers and sisters, don't say we do not have problems. We have challenges right now. Our brothers and sisters are not just being butchered or killed or murdered. They are being burnt alive. They are being burnt alive, my dear brothers and sisters. And as we sit and as we are talking, every single Muslim, every mu'min will have to feel that in his heart, how these people are being burnt alive. Our children are being burnt. Imagine you stand and you watch your child being burnt. What does that do to you? That is, they are our children, because we are one ummah. If we can feel that sadness, if we can feel that emotion, why can't we rejoice when our hujjaj are being forgiven on Arafat? Forgive, and we can rejoice for them. And we say, Allahu Akbar. The greatest virtue of the month of Dhul-Hijjah is when you are on Hajj, liyashhadu manafi'a lahum. They can witness the benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. But they don't witness those benefits for themselves. The Hajj must bring that benefit back to the Ummah. They must come back and talk about the experience of the Hajj and how this Ummah can be together and united. No, not to come and complain about this and complain about the food and complain about the residents and complain about Arafat and Mina and Muzdalifah. No, come back with the benefits. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. And what is part of that? لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ لِيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. That this is the time when you have to mention and remember Allah. أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. Very important. It is the known days. In the case of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ meaning a calculated days. In the case of Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, the known days. So in other words, these days are known to us, the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So what is the days that what must we do? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes profounding statements regarding the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma min ayyamin ahabbu ila Allah an yuta'abbada lahu fiha min 'ashr Dhul-Hijjah, ya'dilu siyam kulli yawmin minha bi siyam sana." وَقِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Let me just explain that. There is no days that is more loved by Allah. أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. There is no days that is more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, where people worship Allah. Where people worship Allah. Each fasting day during those days of Dhul-Hijjah is the equivalent to the fasting of 1 year. Can you imagine? And each Qiyamul Layl, it is like the equivalent of Laylatul Qadr. There's only one Laylatul Qadr. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is like the equivalent of Laylatul Qadr. There's only one Laylatul Qadr that is in Ramadan, and we know that. We can't even say when it is. When is Laylatul Qadr for sure? But we can say when is Wukuf for sure. That is what we can do, and that's the difference. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِي أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ. Now when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this to the Sahaba, imagine at that particular time, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to lay down their life in jihad and go and fight to defend Islam and help Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their minds were working in that direction. Walal jihad ya Rasulullah. We are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love these days and the good deeds that you do. Not even jihad fi sabilillah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, walal jihad fi sabilillah. Illa rajulun kharaja binafsihi wa malihi thumma lam yarja' bi shay'in min dhalik. Except a man who has gone out with his wealth and his life, and he never came back with any of that. In other words, he is a martyr. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us an idea. Ahab is the one word being used. The other word that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used is, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. There is no day that is greater by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْعَمَلُ فِيهِنَّ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ. Now when we talk about good deeds, al-amal al-salih, let us just for one moment, our time is running out, let us look at what is the good deeds that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about. We know in the Quran what is coupled amanu wa amal al-salihat. Your iman and your amal al-salihat. Over 21 times in the Quran it is coupled together. So in other words, your amal al-salihat is your manifestation of your iman. Now, we start off. What is the amal al-salihat? Qira'atul Quran. You make time to read the Quran. You make time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. Increase your tahleel, increase your tahmeed, thank Allah, increase your takbir, read your takbir, Allahu Akbar. Don't just wait for Eid day to read takbir. No, when you are driving, read takbir. When the lady is cooking in the kitchen, read your takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Read it. This is the days, the opportunity given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is qira'atul Quran, there is siyam, fasting. One of the best deeds that one can do during those days, especially the day of Arafat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade those that are on Arafat to fast. Why? Because they need the energy to stand in wukuf. Wukuf means to stand in front of Allah in that heat and that sun and to pray the entire afternoon. You need your energy. But for those who are not on Arafat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the siyam of the day of Arafat, yukaffiru sanatul madiyah wa mustaqbalah. It will then atone for your sins of the past year and the year to come. That doesn't mean that you can sin as you want to the next year, okay? I'm just saying that you still have to make tawbah for your bigger sins. We're talking about minor sins. But remember, once the Hajj has been on Arafat and you have connected with them, man hajja falam yarfuth walam yafsuq kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmi waladathu ummuh. That is hadith everybody knows, and I'm not going to explain it. He is like a newborn baby. But what is important for us to understand is, on that particular day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, most people are being liberated, emancipated from Jahannam on that particular day of Arafat. And that's the day we all fast. We all want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to liberate us. But before you can ask Allah to emancipate you and liberate you from the fire of Jahannam, my dear brothers and sisters, my message is, liberate yourself. Liberate your mind. Let that ego go. We are no better than others. We are all equal, because that is one of the greatest lessons of Hajj, is the equality of human beings, that we are all equal. La fadla li arabiyyin ala ajamiyyin illa bitaqwallah. And this is what we need to learn, my dear brothers, because today we live with a superiority complex. We live with that superior, we are better than others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Don't purify yourself and think of yourself as good and pure. Only Allah knows what is in your heart, your taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to understand the importance and significance of the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and what we need to do. Go to your neighbors, connect with your families that you have never seen. If you owe anybody something, try and repay it. Go and ask people to forgive you, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. But don't forget the days of Tashriq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the day of Arafat, the day of days of Tashriq, Eiduna Ahlul Islam. This is our Eid. We celebrate, and how do we celebrate? With Dhikrullah Azza wa Jal. We don't celebrate like others. Our celebration is in the dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength, the health, insha'Allah, to fulfill and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It might be a great sacrifice for many of us to be able to say, okay, I'm going to fast for 10 days, I'm going to fast. But remember, it's the days of sacrifice. Sacrifice of an animal. I made an appeal last week at Masjid al-Rabi'ah. And this is very important, my dear brothers and sisters. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, we make the Qurban a sacrifice. And I'm not saying do it with me, I say do it anywhere. But what I'm saying to you, your niyyah is important. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that Qurban, oh Allah, remove our difficulty. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look after our business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must look after our children. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the pain and the hardships from our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Make a Qurban, sacrifice, take out your money, your iman. Your iman will motivate you to put your hand in your pocket and not to go for the cheapest, but go for the most expensive and say, let us go and make a Qurban and take that meat and give it to the poor. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about ease for our Palestinian brothers, remove the difficulties that are there, liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, liberate Palestine, and inshallah, we will all stand one day in Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, and Masjid al-Aqsa will be a liberated Masjid al-Aqsa. Jazakum Allah khairan, fadilatul Shaykh. Jazakum Allah for affording me the opportunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
تكبير تكبير
الله.
جزاك الله خير الجزاء الشيخ محمد مراد. نو كان يسين وكم أسأل لكو سكواي بكو سوزدخلية بكو سسينيس الله تعالى قرآن شيخ أو خير بركة good health long life آمين يا رب العالمين. جماعة المسلمين بتا محمد ثابت that's always sitting at the back for collecting for Sanza. He has taken ill in the hospital. And we make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant him complete shifa and all those that are sick. Those who have passed on, we lost a dear friend yesterday, Ustaz Taj Aklika. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant him and all deceased Jannatul Firdaus. Amin Ya Rabbal Alameen. And like Sheikh has mentioned, our families, my daughter, our musallis, our friends, our loved ones, have left the shores of Cape Town and South Africa for Hajj. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all Hajj maqbool mabroor. Allah ta'ala place his hand of protection on them and the loved ones that they left behind. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah. Oh, did I thank Sheikh? Jazakallah khair, Sheikh, for being here. thank Sanza for asking Sheikh to be present here today. We appreciate that, and I think it's a wonderful idea for Sanzef to make use of our older ulama. I think it's an idea that I must take to the MJC to go around and do our khutbah and advise our community, because who is better than the people with all these years of experience that are around? Akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد
Let us close the gaps before we make the sunnah salah. Let us close the gaps in front of us.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا عباد الله لقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في شأن أيام ذي الحجة ما من أيام أحب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام سنة وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة القدر أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأكثروا يا عباد الله من التهليل والتحميد والتكبير كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين نفعني الله وإياكم بالقرآن الكريم وتقبل مني ومنكم تلاوته إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم
اللهم صل وسلم وزد وأنعم وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زين عبادك وأشرف عبادك سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى وسلم ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن كل صحابة أجمعين
الحمد لله الحمد لله كما يجب علينا من حمده وتعظيمه ونشكره سبحانه على إحسانه وإنعامه وتكريمه ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ومن نزغات الشيطان وتوهيمه
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى وأطيعوه، فإن طاعته أقوم وأقوى، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واحذروا أسباب سخط الجبار، فإن أجسامكم على النار لا تقوى. ثم اعلموا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد قال في كتابه العزيز: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صاحب الوجه الأنور والجبين الأزهر، وارض اللهم عن أصحابه أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر أصحاب نبيك أجمعين، وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بمنك وكرمك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين، واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا، واصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا، واجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك واتبع رضاك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وخصوصا في غزة ورفحة، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم دمر اليهود وشتت شملهم، اللهم فرق جمعهم، اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين، اللهم اعلي كلمتك إلى يوم الدين، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة، وارزقنا صلاة فيها قبل الممات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله.
صفوف يرحمكم الله، لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم، وصلوا صلاة مودع. On your left hand side, everybody, there's still gaps on the left hand side.
خلي الكرسي جنبي.
On the left hand side, everybody, we can't have a last soft and the left hand side is still gaps. On the left hand side, it's still gaps there. Hello, everybody. Activists.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله. Straighten the lines. For the gaps, and kindly switch off your cell phones. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الضالين. بسم الله. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم، ذلك الدين القيم، فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم، وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة، واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم. سمع الله لمن حمده. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، فلك الحمد على ما قضيت، نستغفرك يا الله ونتوب إليك. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم انصر إخواننا في رفح، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم دمر اليهود وشتت شملهم، اللهم فرق جمعهم، اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين، اللهم اعلي كلمتك إلى يوم الدين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا وعافنا واعف عنا، وعلى طاعتك أعنا، وعلى غيرك لا تكلنا، وعلى الإيمان والإسلام جمعا توفنا وأنت راض عنا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر. اللهم صل على محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ونلك توبة ومغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا ورزقا واسعا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وعملا صالحا وعلما نافعا وحلالا طيبا وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ومغفرة بعد الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.